Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Personally, I don't think it makes sense to have a massive payroll right now with our team. It just doesn't. You know, to spend that kind of money, and Joe has been incredibly generous and aggressive and really attacking, looking for championships. But at some point, you can't spend this much money for a team that didn't make the playoffs. So we have a lot of decisions to make and a lot of questions to answer. So those things are all kind of thrown into the pot, and you have to figure it out.
Hey, Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr, and you're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Did he say pot? Did Steve Kerr say pot?
Yeah.
Splash the pot.
Totally.
Trade him.
Teddy KGB.
Trade him, that man. Did he lick the Oreo? You tell me. Mike Dunleavy on Draymond Green's future.
In terms of having him back, I think very, very high likelihood. I can't imagine a scenario where he's not back. Could be wrong, but man, he's signed up under contract. We value him. He's a core piece of what we do. So fully expect him to be back. I think we won over 60% of the games he played in this year. So you know how meaningful he is to winning, and he'll continue to do so. I think he's in a great place mentally, just evaluating and observing him over the season after the suspension. I think he's learned from it. I think he's better, and we'll continue to work on that stuff and have it on top of mind. But, I think we're in a really good place with him and excited to have him back.
Dibs, let's go live to Mark Grandy, who has just completed a snack.
Well, and I think I know where he's going, and I'm not going to say where I think he's going, but I will say after, if I'm wrong, what I thought that the two of you were communicating non-verbally.
Okay, so, well, Grandy, there's a specific phrase in what Mike Dunleavy just said that's really got Grandy's attention.
Yeah.
Which one is it?
Could be wrong, but you never know.
No, okay.
Could be wrong.
You did it when I thought you guys were going to talk about, because he did a little bit of the Farhan in that as well.
Well, and for me, the licking of the Oreo is when he says he's under contract. I honestly think it's one of the most, not like purposefully dismissive.
Those are facts.
Yeah, but it's like, it's a way of like, how formulaic can you get? How much do you love that guy? Well, he's under contract. I mean, it's like, hey.
How much do you love that guy? Well, I'm married to him.
How much do you love your wife?
Well, I'm married to her.
I mean, we're married, so.
Yeah. I mean, right?
I would assume we'll still be together next year.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've got her under contract.
Yeah. What else are you offering?
Right.
You know, I mean, like.
Dunleavy did give a little Farhanian chuckle in the middle of it. That's what I thought you guys were going with.
And there are two things here in the first 10 seconds. Very, very unlikely. Well, very, very unlikely is not Draymond's not going anywhere.
Right.
And then he follows up with could be wrong, as if it's like totally out of his hands. Dude, you're the general manager. So listen again to the way the first 10 seconds of this goes when they ask him about Draymond.
In terms of having him back, I think very, very high likelihood. I can't imagine a scenario where he's not back. Could be wrong, but man. He's signed up under contract. We've had
very, very high likelihood.
Could be wrong.
But it could be wrong.
But man, you know, he's like under contract.
That sounds like an answer that Steve Kerr would give because it's, wait for it, not his job.
Mm-mm.
So if Steve said, well, there's a very, very high likelihood that Draymond comes back, but I could be wrong, that would make more sense than if the general manager, whose very job is to make that call, said, but I could be wrong, right? Am I right?
You're right.
I mean, the only way that it would be out of his control that he would be wrong would be if Draymond decided he didn't want to play basketball anymore. Then,
it's not
Mike
that
Dudley,
crazy, actually.
Well, I mean, he's just one flail punch and a chokehold away.
Yeah, but again, like at minimum, you take from that, look, if someone makes us an offer we can't refuse, and that in and of itself is a new dynamic for the big three. That in and of itself is a new dynamic for the big three. They sounded more firm about Draymond last year when in theory Draymond could leave on his own than they do this year when they've got him under contract for three more years. So I find that interesting. That, again, I would predict that the all big three are still in Warrior jerseys next year. I think that is north of 50-50.
You had it at 65-35, I think, yesterday, just or 60-40,
And was that just for Clay, or was that for big three?
Well, that was big three, but it was really, I mean, if Clay is gone, Clay, it's all based on Clay.
Yeah.
I think Steph is at 100%, 0%, he's not. Draymond, I would probably put at 95% he is.
Something.
5% he's not. And Clay, yesterday I had it at 50-50, and I still believe that.
Okay. Bobby Marks in 10 minutes. Let's go out to you. How about Ben in Oakland? Hi, Ben. Uh-oh. The mouse doesn't work. Mark, can you do this? Okay, thank you. Hey, Ben, what's going on?
Oh, not much. I have just been, you know, I listen to a lot of sports talk radio, national media, and I've yet to hear one even proposed maybe scenario that leads us to be a title contender next year. Not one that makes any sense based on salary cap, assets, blah, 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 blah.
How so?
And I also think Lakeup is willing to spend if he thinks we can win a championship, but he's not willing to spend for two rounds of the playoffs.
No, but let's go to your initial point. Why do you not see a scenario where the Warriors can contend? You don't think that if Lauri Markkanen or Karl Anthony Towns and some younger rotational 3-point shooters that maybe aren't 21 but they're more like 26, like you don't see that as even being potentially on the table?
I don't see how it would happen given the salary cap constraints, what assets we have to trade, who would want Andrew Wiggins. I just haven't heard the scenario which, hey, if this happened, then this could work. Maybe Bobby Marks will tell me in a few minutes. But I just have not heard it once, even in a maybe. So I just don't see how it could possibly happen.
Yeah, well, Ben, appreciate it. Here's what I'll say. I think we got it figured out, guys. But here's what I'll say. It's possible. That's all you need to know. Now, if you don't think either of those players do a damn thing for the Warriors, you can have that opinion. But if your premise is the Warriors' salary and assets are like they don't have what they need, all I'm telling you, and don't take it from me, because by the way, it's never from me, I'm not a reporter. I am not on the inside. I'm only on the inside from the standpoint that we've got access to people who are on the inside. And so from a number of conversations, the Warriors are not wasting their time when they are monitoring these players and moving things around and feeling like that if major names come on the market, they've got a shot and that they would be in the mix. I have not just heard that from one, not from two, but from every...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Single NBA insider I've talked to.
Not five, not six, not seven.
And so have you, because a lot of them have been on this show. And they're sitting here telling you that the Warriors hunt at a big game level. So if big names are available, the Warriors are calling. Can they get it done? I don't know. I don't know. But to say that the scenario doesn't exist, I think is incorrect.
Well, the scenario exists, but I do think it's a long shot.
Sure.
And, you know, it depends on what you want to part with. And everything we've heard is that they don't want to get rid of Jonathan Kuminga. And so I think about if you want to make a big swing and you want to expend assets and you're not going to include Jonathan Kuminga and you are going to include anybody else, I don't know if that is enough to really bring back the kind of a big swing you're looking to bring back. You had a guy on your team last year who averaged about 20 a game, and you were able to get Chris Paul back for him in a basically a like-for-like deal. And he's a guy averaging 20 a game. And granted, he was a flawed player,
yeah.
And he's turned out to not be the player that he was here. But in terms of assets at the time, he was as good of an asset as Jonathan Kuminga is now.
Oh, I don't
Maybe
agree with
not
that
the same
all.
Level of upside.
I don't
but
agree with that at all. I mean,
he had already done more in the association than Kuminga has done.
Yeah, but you're just talking
and
about...
And I think that you're overestimating what the league thinks about Jonathan Kuminga.
I think you're underestimating what the league knew about Jordan Poole. Like this is not a numbers game where you're just like, well, he's averaging 20 a game. Everybody knew about Jordan Poole. They knew that the Warriors had to get rid of him. They knew that the Warriors wanted to get rid of him. That in and of itself changes an entire structure of a deal. The Warriors are hell-bent against the idea of trading Jonathan Kuminga. So that already makes him a better asset than Jordan Poole. So I get what you're saying. But I'm not underestimating the asset that Jonathan Kuminga is, because I'm not putting Kuminga in these conversations. I don't think the Warriors are interested in dealing him at all.
Right, and that's why I think that if you're not going to deal Jonathan Kuminga, then all these big swings that you're talking about them trying to make, I think it becomes a non-starter for a team looking to part with their number one asset.
Ramona told us otherwise 2 days ago.
Right. And
do they have the assets outside of Kuminga? Unequivocally, yes.
And I disagree with
her
assertion.
That's
She's
fine.
Not a GM, and she knows a lot more than I do, but I'm entitled to my opinion.
You sure
and
are.
I don't think that the assets that they have are good enough to command back the names that you've...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.